Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's coming up right after this.
The big dance was coming and I wanted to go. I asked Tilly Schroeder, but she said no. I asked lots of girls from other high schools. They told me to get lost. I felt like a fool. I knew I couldn't take my cousin or my new stepmom. Guessed I'd spend another night with Rosie Palm. I moped around the neighborhood feeling blue. Saw my Uncle Jackie, told me what to do. And so saved up my money from the hot dog king. Serving up wieners and onion rings. I hopped on my bike and rode downtown. Hit a couple corners and asked around. That's how I took a hooker to the prom. A real live hooker to my high school prom. I showed up in a limo and a rented tux. With a woman on my arm they call Electrolux. She wore 6-inch heels and torn fishnets. A skin-tight dress showing off her assets. The other boys were jealous, all the girls were sour. I had the only date that charges by the hour. Oh, well, the principal came over all angry and red. I swore I saw steam coming out of his head. My date glanced over, saw the look on his face. Said, Frank, I'll see you Tuesday, same time, same place. Oh, yeah. Out on the dance floor, we shimmied and twirled. After this, she said, I'll take you around the world. She said, let's sneak out. I said, how about the back door? She said, that'll cost you $50 more. Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Took a hooker to the prom.
Took a hooker to the
prom. A nasty hooker to my senior prom. Never saw her again, she's just a memory. I can't forget her. It still burns when I pee. I took a hooker to the prom.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi there.
Hi. There's Jessica Alsman.
Hey.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Man About Town. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom, and it's time to... for liftoff, Allie Breen is here.
We're going to check in with Allie in just a second. Allie Breen is our guest. She is a comedian, and she's also a, I don't like the word sexpert, just on general principles.
It's two words combined to make a new word.
Yeah. What's that called again? A portmanteau or something?
That's right.
Edutainment.
I think I'm doing a portmanteau.
Brunch.
Allie, before we get to you, you look very nice today, by the way.
Big and loves
tomato. Oh, thank you.
We've been trying to find out if there's a name for groupies for golfers. Is baseball Annie still used?
No, it's old, but maybe among baseball players, but I can't imagine.
And in hockey, you say it's what? Puck munchers?
Putters. Puck bunnies.
Puck munchers.
Golf.
That's crazy.
The best one the one I like is putter sluts for golf.
Here's a suggestion. This comes to us from TC. He writes, how about putt pirates?
Putt pirates.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
Maybe that's for a peculiar.
It works.
A very particular, I should say.
That reminds me of miniature golfers.
Right.
Miniature golf groupies.
Because of the Pirates Cove.
Miniature golf groupies are called putt pirates. I like that very much. Let's see. Crotch crickets.
Remember, there is a putt pirates golf course, putt golf course in Uranus, Missouri, next to the Fudge Factory.
It's called putt pirates?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No,
not.
Wow.
Okay. Now.
Okay.
Well, we... the way the show works now is that Allie will read a letter. We will try to do our best to help, and it's usually extremely ineffective. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I met a guy in an airport lounge. We hit it off and have been talking ever since. We are meeting up for a weekend in Vegas where he'll be for a convention. I'm very excited, but I'm worried. My friends are telling me he might be married or have a girlfriend. He has zero social media. He says because of work, but that seems like it might be a red flag. What should I do?
Ask him if he's married or has a girlfriend.
At the risk of sounding like a fuddy-duddy, the first time you guys are going to hang out, you're going for a weekend in Vegas?
Vegas?
That seems a little
and it's signed,
creepy.
It's signed,
too fast.
It's signed Easy Who?
No. Easy Evelyn.
Round heeled Rhonda.
Why not Vegas? There's a lot to do.
Yeah, sure.
It sure sounds married to me, but that's just my gut feeling.
Yep. God, ask the man.
It sounds like it's Kenny Tarmac you're going to meet.
Yeah.
Like he's always on crotch crickets. The sales guy.
On the move all the time?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have to ask, because if he's asking her on a date, it should be assumed that he's not.
Right, but all her friends got her head.
Okay, yeah. Married men never ask women out, ever. I mean, come on.
I feel like it's always
But I'm just saying, if she actually asked him, I think he'd be like, why would you ask? Well, of course, I wouldn't ask you out. You know,
right. Well, hopefully that would be his response.
Yeah, that'd be a great response.
And if she finds out he is married, this is all on him because he asked her out.
Right, not your fault.
It's not her fault.
Tell your friends to shut up. They're just jealous that she's having a fun fling with another guy in Vegas.
Okay, so everybody's for everything in Vegas, though, before you actually ask that question, because you don't want the trip to get canceled. You know what I mean?
What? You know what I mean, I know what you're trying to say, but it's, again, just typical Alsman scorched earth lunacy.
No, you should still enjoy a vacation. You deserve it.
Are they having? Do they have separate rooms?
Bingo. No.
I don't know.
What
I mean,
do you
I would,
mean
there's
no
way this guy's going to spring for an extra room because it's just no.
He won't have to. His room's on an expense account.
Well,
he's going there for a convention.
Here's the thing. Remember when Watley?
He's got to have a separate room.
Remember when Watley invited Elaine to go to the Super Bowl and she was like, well, what are the sleeping arrangements? I mean, she put it right out there. Right.
Right
the start.
But she wasn't interested in him.
That's
this
right.
lady's interested in this guy. And that was
yeah,
a
but she
count.
Still needs her own room.
And those are imaginary people. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
This is a real person with real feelings.
Yeah, let's try to be.
And real flesh.
Remember the human.
But no social media. That seems a little bit. That seems sketchy,
I'm
too.
Sorry.
Here's what you do. If you end up meeting any of his coworkers or friends at the convention or in Vegas, whatever, try to get them alone and just act like, oh, yeah, I found out about his wife.
No.
And just see if they can start talking about it. Like, oh, yeah, isn't that blah, blah, blah.
Ask him if he's married.
You got him.
All you
got
to do.
If you're meeting
no,
his
there it is. You've got him.
If you're meeting his coworkers at the convention, he's not married. Because there's no way.
Oh, he there's would multiple sleazeballs out
no,
there.
No, he would not introduce you to his coworkers.
So you keep that together.
I have a weird social media caveat here. Does he let you post photos of him on your social
media? They just met.
They don't have any.
They haven't had a chance, I don't think.
Okay.
That could be the test, though. There are a lot of people that don't have social media accounts.
Exactly, yeah.
I know Josh always bails and just says to communicate because he can't think of anything funny to say. In this case, he's right. Just ask him if he's married, point blank, and see what. Yeah, what do you got to lose?
And if he is, just crank up your fee. Next letter.
Oh,
yeah.
Yikes.
All right, you just called the woman a whore.
Yeah, he did.
All right, we're right on track.
These are just jokes.
Of course.
Dear Allie, I've been with my girlfriend for almost a year, and when her mom calls, she puts me on the phone to talk to her. Is this weird? I've never had this happen before.
That's not weird.
It's nice.
Maybe she wants you to get to know her mom so that you'll...
Maybe she's trying to fix you up with her mom.
Yeah, maybe.
Hi, Mom.
Maybe they're into mother-daughter stuff.
So I'm
you
sorry.
Don't know.
So,
MILF.
I don't it's think a big it's theme
weird.
Lately.
MILF
weird at all.
Oh.
It's kind of sweet.
MILF. Yeah, no, it's not
a lot of pressure,
your
though.
Girlfriend's mom?
I mean, it depends at what time the phone call comes in. I mean, if you're, you know...
In the middle of...
If it's, you know, what I'm saying, you're in Pound Town.
Well, I would hope you don't answer the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially if it's your mom calling.
It depends on what the mom says to you when you get on the phone. Hi. You know.
What are you wearing?
Hey, you.
Send me some more pictures.
Do you answer the phone when you're doing it?
Of course not. No, I'm not. No, this is completely
I do.
Innocent.
Guess what I'm doing?
I'm going to Pound Town.
Josh wears one of those Madonna headsets, so he's hands-free.
That's right.
No, this does not seem weird at all. What do you think, Allie?
I mean, it's a lot of pressure to have to talk to someone's mom every time they call, but I guess it's sweet.
That's kind of funny.
Wait a second, Allie. Do you ever talk? You got a boyfriend. He's a very fine actor. Are his parents still with us? And do you ever talk to them?
Yes, his mom. I mean, I go out and see her, and we have lunch and stuff. But if she calls, she'll just say, "Oh, tell Allie I said hi." I never have to get on the phone and actually talk to her.
Right,
gotcha.
Right.
That's more normal, I think. I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, do
you
know,
exactly.
or did you say that they've met? Have they actually met in person, or not?
Yes,
yet?
We have.
No, no,
oh,
not
them?
You.
Sorry, I thought
situation.
You were...
No, no.
Oh, I don't know, actually. It doesn't say. But they've been together for a year. I would assume yes.
No, okay.
I don't think it matters. I think it's perfectly innocent and fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a big deal.
Next.
I mean, unless
Christy's over it.
Christy's hungry. We got to wrap this up.
Unless the mom gets on the phone and, when are you going to get married?
Right.
I would like some grandbabies.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
I
don't
hear that. But I doubt the girl would even like that. She doesn't want that to happen in terms of her mom's sake.
That's awkward for everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Next letter, please. Ooh.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I have plans to go to Cancun for a week, and we just got into a huge fight. He said some horrible things, and even though he apologized, I'm really not over it. We can't get refunded for our trip. It's past the time, so I don't know what to do. Any advice?
Go on the trip. Suck it up. Enjoy it. God.
Nope, she's not done being mad yet.
Yeah.
No, the trip is the test. If he ticks you off there, then you can break up when you get back.
Your mind is fascinating. That is crazy.
It's already paid for. You gotta go.
Get over it. Enjoy the trip.
Maybe
you guys
can rekindle your relationship.
Do him a favor. Let him take his girlfriend. Have a nice time. And when he comes back, he'll be a little more relaxed.
I'm kind of with Tom on this. Let him take his buddy. Jesus. Sounds like you're going to ruin it for him anyway.
Yikes.
Maybe he's going to ruin it for her.
No. Mm-hmm. Being a miserable bitch.
Remember Josh and his term, these bitches.
Okay, well, let's move forward. What else have we got?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend and I have great sex. Recently, I asked if I could tie her up when we have sex. We did it. It was super hot, and I've done it a couple times since. She says she loves it, but I'm worried she may just be doing it because she thinks I like it.
Yeah.
I only want to do what makes her feel good. Am I being too concerned and worried? Should I continue this, or what should I do?
I think you're looking for something to be upset about, and she says it's okay. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Just say literally everything you said in that letter.
Or
that
just talk to her.
I got this one.
I've got this one. Here's what you do. This, I can't believe
it. Hey, Josh, you said they should talk. Communicate.
Go ahead. Shut up. Allie, here's what you do. Who's doing the tying? Who's being tied up, the guy or the girl?
She's being tied up.
Okay.
He's doing the tying.
You tie her up, set off the fire alarm, and run out of the
room. Oh, there you go.
What the hell?
Really kinks it up, I guess.
Yeah, that takes it up a level.
That kicks her up a notch.
And if you come back and she's not mad, you're okay.
And she really likes it.
Let me make it clear. Don't set the house on fire.
That would ruin the joke, you see.
Yeah. Just trip the smoke alarm.
Murder. Turned into a murder.
Fun combo of manslaughter.
And you wanted me to shut up.
No, the thing is, you got me in trouble. You go, well, Josh says to communicate. And he looked at me and goes, shut up.
No, Allie, I would like to take a pause in the Sexy Time Show.
Yes.
To try some of these new intros for the show.
Okay.
To see how you like them, okay?
Let's hear it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's Sexy Time. Like that one? Okay, let's try this one. Let's try this one. Here we go. Sexy Time.
Has come today.
The Chambers Brothers. The time
That's
has come
song.
Today. Here we go. Sexy Time.
When love runs high.
Time of the sea. Great song. How about this one?
It's
Sexy Time. Sexy Time. Sexy.
That's gotta be
sexy
it.
Time.
This one here.
Sexy Time.
It's infuriating. We have to use it.
That makes me angry.
Exactly. We're so boiled. Our blood is boiling when we hear it.
You mean this one?
Sexy Time.
Sexy Time. Sexy Time. Sexy Time. Sexy Time. Sexy Time.
Okay.
How about this one? Sexy Time.
It was the original. I hate the Who cover of that.
You don't like
Live Rare Misstep. By oh, that's the Roger and the Boys.
Who Live at Leeds. Who? Who
is My that? Vote goes for that
Blue
one.
Cheer, I think, had the yeah. American hit.
Oh, is that right?
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But Eddie Cochran,
it's an old, yeah, it's an older song.
Our listener, Ronald, says, please stop saying sexy time, Tom. It's gross. Have one of the girls say that phrase. I need to take a shower. So thank you,
okay,
Ronald.
Okay, we'll try it. We'll just do a quick rehearsal here. Allsie, try saying sexy time the way I do it. That makes the room steam up with sex vibes.
Really? That's the way you do it. Okay.
That's how you think.
So,
sexy time.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a witch under a bridge.
Awful.
Shut up with that.
You're about to remove a tooth. At the
I'm like a gremlin trying to speak.
Okay, Christy Lee, try doing the sexy time intro.
Sexy time.
That's good. That's
bang.
Good.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. Allie Breen, do you want to try it for us?
Sexy time.
Yeah.
Now flick your tongue at us, bitch.
Jeez.
I'm going to come up with some original music for you, Allie. So we'll get to that coming up. But here we go. Is this the one you like? This the one you like, Chick?
No, the Who. I like the Who.
This one we never even heard.
This was the American hit, wasn't it, Ben?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're talking about Summertime Blues?
Yeah.
No, there's a way older version.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Got to raise a fuss, gonna cut to raise a harder. Yeah, maybe this is it.
It's got that LSD-infused 60s right. guitar tremolo.
It's a more mainstream version.
Okay. We have Allie Breen with
Eddie Cochran, you morons.
No, we know that. We said that.
We said it. You were on the phone, though, in your defense.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think that
Blatant hostility.
The Blue Cheer Nobody version was like kind us. Of a hit. Do they still make Blue Cheer, by the way?
What the hell is Blue Cheer?
Laundry
I don't
detergent.
Know what that is.
What was the detergent?
Cheer is a laundry detergent.
Cheer, but it wasn't Blue Cheer. Blue. It was just
what's
Cheer.
The one that, what's the one that came with towels?
Towels?
Boxes of Breeze?
Was it like Dash or
Boxes
Breeze?
Boxes of Breeze, wasn't it?
Boxes
of Breeze. You had the towels in it?
Allie, this is called ADD Radio. Back to you.
You could have been in bed.
All right, we got another one. Dear Allie, my boyfriend is getting kinkier and kinkier.
Yeah.
He likes when I do stuff to him with my feet, and he likes to have sex right after I work out or go to the gym, yeah, and he licks my body and my armpits.
What the hell?
Hey, let's not judge this. Hey.
It is not a turn on for me, but he loves it so much, I don't want to stop him. But how do I get accustomed to doing this? I don't know what to do.
Suck it up.
No.
He's already sucking it up. Evidently.
I would have to shower. I would be uncomfortable because I wouldn't want them to. Yeah.
No, he likes her sweat.
I totally understand what she's saying because she's like, but I'm not comfortable knowing that you're. Yeah.
If this is where he's starting, it's only going to get better from here. It's only going to get better.
You just got to assume that he really does like it.
Yeah, you're going to come home and there's going to be sun tea being made with your panties.
And if you don't like it, get out.
Yeah, I mean, this is his thing. He has to do this.
Yeah.
So if you're not pot committed, you need to bail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
this
is. I mean,
it cuts down on shower time. Mm-hmm. You should just have liquor clean.
Yeah.
I don't think this is like an inherently weird kink, but I do think that you need to be on the same side as him for this to work.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The feet thing's okay, but I don't think I could handle my armpit getting licked. It just freaks me out.
Josh, ready?
Yes, sir.
You're closest. Give it a lick. See what happens.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not an armpit guy. What were you trying to do? What did you want from that chain?
Allie Breen is our guest. The show is, of course, known as Sexy Time. Allie, do you prefer STDs or STIs?
She doesn't want either.
I prefer neither.
Yeah.
But,
the parlance, I find STI.
Is what people usually say, right?
Yeah, but now they're trying to shove STI down our throats. The politically correct.
Who's trying to shove it down our
throats? This isn't a politically correct thing. This is a medically correct thing.
Yeah, well, right. Science schmines. Oh, STD is the way to go.
I think so, too.
They're going to have to change the name to my favorite TV show, Law and Order STD. Have you ever seen that show?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's great.
One.
Yeah, there was scratching. To solve the case.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.